Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it is once again Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., and it is now time for SCW Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this week we do have a lot to talk about. You know, we are only 2 weeks away, guys, from what is going to be the end of the year for SCW Entertainment, the event that typically ends the year for SCW Entertainment. Of course, I'm talking about Toys for Tots coming your way December the 19th, like I said, 2 weeks from now. And like I said, yeah, a lot of talk about Toys for Tots in the past couple of weeks here on SCW Radio, and it's going to continue this week, and there are definitely some updates that need to be discussed. In addition to that, we are going to be doing a something we haven't done here a while on SCW, which is our sponsor shout-out segment, and we're also definitely going to be taking your calls. So before we do anything else, let's give out that guest call-in number. If you want to be a part of SCW Radio this week, you can do so by dialing the following digits, that being 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So I guess I should also mention that if you go check us out at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment and click on today's event, the December the 5th event, you'll be able to live chat, and we can handle any questions, comments, concerns, and so forth right here live on SCW Radio. So, guys, with that said, let's go ahead and talk about it real quick. Since, like I said, it's only 2 weeks away. It's getting closer and closer, guys. It's SCW Entertainment's 5th annual Toys for Tots event. Like I said, December 19th, we're going to open the doors at 6:30 p.m. bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to be out at Cornacre Fire Department, which, for those of you who do not know, is located at 14 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's 29646 for those of you who are going to be GPSing this event. And like I said, it's the 5th annual Toys for Tots event. We've done it every year for so many years here at SCW Entertainment. And, you know, this year, as every year, admission is one unwrapped toy per entrant to get into Toys for Tots, as it is every year. So really, it's you're coming to see a fantastic wrestling show, and you're doing it for a good cause. So really, you can't lose. Now, with that said, let's talk about the matches that have already been signed to go down at SCW Entertainment's Toys for Tots coming your way 2 weeks' time. You're going to see a match, like I said, for anyone who was actually in attendance for WrestleFest 7 back in October, you'll notice the two individuals who were part of the four-man ladder match for the Internet Championship. I'm talking about Mr. Smith and Josh Ramsey. These guys definitely target each other, to say the least. These two getting really violent, really just very aggressive with each other at WrestleFest. And like I said, we're not privy to any information as to why that may be, if there was a certain reason behind this, but no matter what the personal beef may be, we're going to let them hash it out, and we're going to let them do it at Toys for Tots one-on-one, Mr. Smith versus Josh Ramsey. Also, guys, the SCWX Championship is on the line. It is Storm versus Storm as the SCWX Champion defends his title, Sean Storm, against Tyler Storm. And, you know, I've said my opinion on this several times in the past couple of weeks here on SCW Radio. I think it goes without saying. However, what I should mention is that the Gold Rush privilege has carried over to Toys for Tots, meaning that SCWX championship can be cashed in at any point in this show for an SCW heavyweight championship bout. With that said, the winner of this match definitely has some thinking to do about what he's going to do later on in the event. Also, guys, the SCW Tag Team titles are on the line in the first of two TJ Boss matchups, as TJ Boss and Jackson Carter defend the SCW Tag Team titles against Ace Harris and Tony Lycan, the brother tag team combination. These guys won the right for this match back at Gold Rush when they won their match. Not Gold Rush, but WrestleFest, guys. They won the number one contenders match. They've earned the right to this match. Anyone who says otherwise is completely and utterly full of it. So it is what it is. If TJ has his eggs in more than one basket, that's something he's going to have to handle at Toys for Tots. The tag team titles are on the line, and I couldn't be more excited to see this one. For a lot of you out there who may or may not know, Ace Harris and Tony Lycan were trained to be professional wrestlers by none other than TJ Boss. These guys know TJ Boss. They've studied him since day one. Their first matches against him, they trained under him. They know him. And honestly, I believe when it comes to tag team competition, two individuals who know each other as brothers, because they are going to trump the team that, in my opinion, have no idea what the other one is doing in the ring. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, as we move on to the Internet Championship bout, the other half of that four-man ladder match that went down at WrestleFest, the Internet title is on the line as Cat Daddy will be defending against the nefarious one, Carl Hager. This one's been a long time coming, in my opinion, probably even over a year. These two date way back to being in a tag team of their own, being the tag team champions. Carl Hager, of most SCW fans will then remember, turned on Cat Daddy, forming GPA with the Professor Murdoch, eventually finding a partner in Del Frito, the feud continuing there between GPA and the Smooth Operators, and now we've come full circle back to Carl Hager, Cat Daddy, these two one-on-one, Internet title on the line at Toys for Tots. And also, guys, making his SCW Entertainment debut straight from C4W, Playa will be in the ring one-on-one, and he's got a tall task. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. He's stepping into the ring with the 400-pound intimidation factor, Aaron McClure. So, you know what? Good luck to you. I promise you this, a win over Aaron McClure will definitely catapult you to the top here at SCW Entertainment. But you got to know, Aaron McClure is fresh off losing the upset of this company's history at WrestleFest when Sean Storm defeated him for that X Championship. I got to think Aaron McClure is coming into this match to absolutely destroy across the ring from him. So good luck to you. We'll see you at Toys for Tots. With that said, also, I guess I should mention, apparently, I've accepted that invitation that, you know, I agreed with what Kevin Anderson said. Yeah, bring Bull McBride to Toys for Tots. Sure. One single time, Bull McBride, we'll open the door for you. Come into SCW Entertainment, the place that you left 4 years ago when you ran from me. Come on back, and we'll have this supposed confrontation that you think you want so bad. So at Toys for Tots, I've allotted the time for Bull McBride to have an open mic. Yeah, I know, probably not the smartest idea that I've ever made in my life. However, I'll be right there to counterbalance each and everything that he is going to try to accuse me and several other past individuals of this company of. So with that said, that'll be going down at Toys for Tots also. And speaking of which, here's a match that is one of the co-main events at Toys for Tots. It is a first ever for SCW Entertainment. And in my opinion, the outcome of this match will determine the future of this company in some shape, way, or fashion. For the first time in SCW Entertainment history, there will be a steel cage match between TJ Boss and Ben Wright. And last week on SCW Radio, we got an update as to the stipulations of this match. Now, there are a couple, so you're going to have to bear with me here. And that is why I preface this with the outcome of this match can alter the future of this company. And I say that because if Ben Wright wins this match, he will then take Kevin Anderson's share of SCW Entertainment. Now, bear in mind, he already has Brian Weiss as a result of the victory at WrestleFest. That would make Ben Wright 50% owner of this company. Guess who has that other half? Yeah, you're listening to him. However, lose this match, Brian White would take back his share of SCW Entertainment. So it's all or nothing for Ben here. In addition to that, now, bear in mind, As stated since the beginning, the winner of this match is still the number one contender for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. A win for Ben Wright here puts him in the driver's seat as being the number one contender to the title, as well as 50% owner of this company, meaning he gets that title shot whenever and wherever he wants it. Let's be perfectly honest. TJ Boss, this will be the second match of the evening for him. In addition to defending the tag team titles alongside Jackson Carter, he's going to be in a steel cage match against the man who beat him at WrestleFest, Ben Wright. So this is a big match and a big night for TJ. This is really all or nothing for him. It's put up or shut up time with Ben Wright, and those tag team titles that he loves so much are on the line. So with that said, TJ, good luck to you. And yes, I mean that in the most sarcastic way possible, because this is going to be the worst night of your life. And we'll move on to the other co-main event, guys. And this one is a Toys for Tots tradition. It is a 30-minute Ironman match for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And this year, the new SCW Heavyweight Champion, Anderson Strong, will be defending his title against the man he defeated for that very belt at WrestleFest 7, Dean Richards. These two are going to be going at it for 30 minutes. Bear in mind, the individual with the most decisions at the end of 30 minutes wins the match. Now, you also have to keep in mind a pinfall is a point, a submission is a point, a disqualification and a count on a point are a point in the inverse. 30 minutes, this thing's going to go. Whoever has the most decisions at the end of that half hour is the SCW Heavyweight Champion. And with that said, it's going to be a real testament to, you know, a lot of people question, could Dean Richards beat Anderson Strong? And at WrestleFest, we saw the answer on that day was no. Now, with the furthering of what has become a rivalry based on nothing more than that championship, it's very interesting how, if you really break these two down, it's kind of a very pure, as much as it wouldn't appear to be on Anderson Strong's part, competition for that championship. So 30 minutes with these two guys in the ring, the SCW Heavyweight Championship on the line, I can't wait to see it, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that can't wait to see this one as well. So, Toys for Tots, one more time, guys. Just want to reiterate it. It's coming your way 2 weeks from today, December 19th. The fifth annual event, by the way. Doors opening at 6:30, 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to get the show underway. That's going to be, of course, out at Cornica Fire Department at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. As I said earlier, admission, only one unwrapped toy per entrant. And with a card like the one we just went, you know, who would want to miss this? So, there you go, guys. Also, really quickly, we want to throw a quick shout-out to Upstate Gun and Pawn, located at 207 North Main Street in Honeyapath, South Carolina. Go out there. Give those guys a looking around. They're under new management. So it's definitely worth going out there and checking them out. Now, really quickly, guys, I just want to go through, and as we do every week here on SCW Radio, make sure that if you're a fan of SCW Entertainment, a fan of independent wrestling, a fan of wrestling in general, and you want to see some cool content, you can pretty much find us anywhere on the Internet, so let's tell you where you can do that. There's, of course, our official website at scwentertainment.com. Of course, we're on Facebook. You can simply search SCW Entertainment, or you can find us directly at facebook.com/SCWEntertainment09. We're on Twitter at SCW Greenwood, youtube.com/SCWEntertainment. We're on Instagram.com/SCWEntertainment. Of course, you know, every Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., we're right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCWEntertainment for SCW Radio. And, of course, we're also on Tumblr, guys, at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And yeah, guys, that's pretty much everywhere you can find SCW Entertainment. But it is very interesting to simply Google search SCW Entertainment and find various amounts of other social media sites and websites that we're on. We're pretty much all over the Internet. No reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share, whatever, SCW Entertainment. So, with that said, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and maybe wrap this week's edition up a little bit short. I think we got everything out there we wanted to discuss. And, you know, with it being only 2 weeks away from the show, I think everyone around here at SCW Entertainment is busy right now, to be perfectly honest with you. A lot to prepare for, a huge night. So with that said, guys, I think we are going to go ahead and wrap it up. I want to thank everyone out there for listening. It's a very informative, if nothing else, episode. And we'll catch you next week, same time, same place, for another edition of SCW Radio.